Stephen marches through the university grounds, pushing his wonky glasses up his nose. A smile breaks out on his face and he begins to speed up. He trips suddenly, his books flying high into the air. His head smashes into the stone paving. Students rush to his side. At hospital, Stephen's bruised face is placed on an X-ray plate. A technician winds a lever, tilting the bed, so Stephen's head moves closer to the floor. The X-ray lens is positioned over Stephen's head. The technician grabs a control and pushes a button on it. A needle is inserted into Stephen's back. He lies on his side, staring blankly. A stopper is pulled from the needle, and amber spinal fluid seeps out. A doctor roughly bends Stephen's leg.
Okay. All right. Very good. Push it as hard as you can. Push it. Push it as hard as you can.
I am pushing as hard as I can.
They stare at Stephen's fingers.
Wait, come on. One, two.
Stephen struggles to straighten them.
Why won't it?
All right, all right. Fourth finger, fourth peg.
Stephen's hand shakes as he tries to clip a peg onto a piece of string. A roll-top bath sits in the centre of a narrow, tiled room. Stephen sits in the bath, staring miserably at his scrunched hand. His fingers tremble as he attempts to straighten them. Stephen notices his wrist pulsating and rubs the thumb of his other hand over it. He closes his unresponsive hand with the other and hangs his head despondently. Stephen sits in a corridor beside his doctor.
It's called motor neuron disease. It's a progressive neurological disorder that destroys the cells in the brain that control essential muscle activity, such as speaking, walking, breathing, swallowing. The signals that muscles must receive in order to move are disrupted. The result is gradual muscle decay, wasting away. Eventually, the ability to control voluntary movement is lost entirely.
They eye each other.
I'm afraid average life expectancy is 2 years.
Stephen's face twitches.
There's nothing I can do for you.
What about the brain?
The brain isn't affected. Your thoughts won't change, it's just that well, eventually no one will know what they are. I'm ever so sorry.
The doctor leaves Stephen alone in the stark grey hospital corridor. Stephen remains rooted to the spot, staring to his side as if the doctor was still seated next to him. At the university, Brian strolls through the quad.
Hello, Brian.
He hastens up a spiral staircase. Brian walks in on Stephen, who doesn't look up. He's sat on a mattress on the floor reading a book about chess. Brian treads over to the tape player and switches it off. Stephen looks up at him.
Welcome to this week's episode of The Natural World, where this week we explore the bizarre hibernation patterns of the rare Cambridge physicist, seen here in his remarkable plumage.
A jumper and pyjama bottoms.
So how was it? What did they say? How's your wrist?
I have a disease, boy.
Is it venereal, Stephen?
Stephen returns Brian's smile.
I have motor neuron disease.
Sorry, I don't...
It's Lou Gehrig's disease. He was a baseball player.
Sorry, I'm lagging behind in my pioneering research into obscure motor baseball-related diseases.
I have 2 years to live.
Brian's face falls.
Sorry?
It does sound odd when you said out loud, doesn't it?
What do you mean? No, you don't. What did they say? Sorry, I don't really,
A solemn expression has replaced Stephen's smile.
Will you go, Bri?
Stephen, I was just being a berk. I didn't, I'm sorry, I'll be...
You go.
Stephen, phone for you. It's a girl.
Brian and Stephen exchange glances. Stephen lowers his eyes. Brian makes to leave.
I'll see you soon.
Yes.